Well, it's time now for our press review with Leo McGuinn. Leo, we're going back to one of our top stories, actually, those wildfires in around Los Angeles. Many are wondering how the city will recover from this.
Exactly that, Karis, and it's a question that the Los Angeles Times poses this morning. You can see the quote, "This is your Hurricane Katrina," that comes from Craig Fugate, who led the Federal Emergency Management Agency in the Obama administration. He says the fires stand among the worst natural disasters in American history and will have a long legacy. And it's that legacy that's really scaring people. They don't know what the future holds, the scope of destruction. Really hard to fathom at the moment. All week, the numbers have continued to rise. Now, at least 24 dead and more than 10,000 structures destroyed. Cost estimates also continuing to climb. JP Morgan have estimated damage at about $50 billion, but a final total won't be known for a long while. Just for comparison, Hurricane Katrina killed 1,800 people and cost about $200 billion. The longer-term questions remain. Should LA rebuild in areas that remain so vulnerable to climate change? Another question, as the region tries to move forward, will politics get in the way, or will recovery be hampered by President-elect Donald Trump and his spat with Governor Gavin Newsom? The Wall Street Journal expands on that question. This opinion piece accuses the left of turning California into a paradise lost. When Newsom promised to Trump-proof the state, he should have fireproofed it instead. Los Angeles spent $350 million this year on firefighter pensions and benefits. This piece argues that much of that would have been better spent on fire prevention, which made up only 5% of the department's budget.
All right, Leo, let's move to Germany, where several parties have launched their manifestos ahead of February's snap elections. One of those parties is the far-right AfD, who are threatening the mass deportation of migrants. How's that being received in the local press?
I'll start with Die Welt, which is one of the country's paper of records. Their headline reads, "AfD emphasizes mission statement, father, mother, as many children as possible." That refers to one of their key points. The AfD are advocates of what they call a traditional family image, explicitly defining a family as a unit of a father, mother, and child. They also speak out against transgender hype, early sexualization, and what they call a woke society. The AfD want to significantly restrict the possibility of abortions in Germany. They also, unsurprisingly, stress the importance of tightening borders and restricting immigration. Also at the press conference, AfD confirmed Alice Weidel as candidate for Chancellor. This Politico piece says that it's clear that her and her party are looking abroad to gain the legitimacy that they so desperately crave at home, evidenced by the fact that Weidel thanked Elon Musk for streaming the event on his X accounts, which gave it millions of views and a much bigger platform than it normally would have gotten. I'll finish with another of Germany's biggest newspapers, the more liberal Der Tagesspiegel. They have this exclusive interview with Christian Lindner. He's the leader of the Free Democratic Party, part of the failed traffic light coalition, which led the country for the last 3 years. You can see they have this two-page spread this morning. He urges the electorate to not adopt the language of the AfD. He says that Germany must remain a cosmopolitan and diverse country.
All right, to the back pages now, as Arsenal suffered a humiliating defeat in the FA Cup to their big rivals, Manchester United.
Well, it's been a tough few weeks for Arsenal as their title bid has faltered, and it's got even worse losing to Manchester United on penalties in the FA Cup third round last night, despite playing against 10 men for the guts of an hour. A defeat that has left manager Mikel Arteta asking, "How did we lose that?" That's the Telegraph. The Spaniard claimed his team were the better side by a mile. You'll notice one man on a few of these back pages. The Telegraph have him as well as the Eye. That's Joshua Zirkzee, Dutchman Joshua Zirkzee, who's called an unlikely hero. A nice redemption moment for him yesterday. He actually scored the winning penalty just a few weeks after being booed off the pitch by his own fans for his poor performances. Another worry for Arsenal is the injury to Gabriel Jesus. He got stretched off after just half an hour or so, and Arteta admits that doesn't look good going forward. Another unlikely hero was Altay Bayindir, a penalty hero, as he's called by the time. He saved a penalty from Martin Odegaard in regular time and saved one from Kai Havertz. The decisive spot kick, in fact, which put Manchester United into the next round. 26-year-old is actually the side's backup keeper, only his fifth ever appearance for United. The win's a huge boost for the Mancunians under new manager Ruben Amorim, under what's been a rocky start for him for Arsenal. A second cup loss in just a week. It's left their season in tatters.
All right, well, let's stay in the UK to finish. And if you were taking public transport in London yesterday, you may have seen something rather unusual. Leo, what's all this about?
Well, that's, of course, because yesterday was the No Trouser Tube Ride, as you can see in The Guardian. Hundreds took part in the annual tradition, which first took place back in New York in 2002. That's despite the temperatures in London yesterday being 2 degrees. Idea is very simple. You wear your normal everyday clothes, but without the trousers. I think the key is in the name. The only rule is you have to act normal and not laugh. Creator Charlie Todd has said that the whole point is to create unexpected moments of joy, delight, and confusion. I know what you're thinking, Karis. You want to see some of the best photos from this year's edition. Well, you're in luck, whether it be these girls posing or this guy wrapped up warm despite a lack of trousers. This one is my absolute favourite. You can see these two gentlemen looking very refined, looking very classy, apart from maybe a lack of trousers. There was a version of this in Paris back in 2014. Only once it took place. I'm thinking 2026, maybe it's time to bring it back.
2025.
Well, I'm thinking next year, because we've got a plan.
You're thinking well ahead. I'm sure our ratings would go through the roof if you did it on air. Thank you very much, Leo McGuinn, for that look at the papers.